You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Time for a trending report right now. Hey, somebody in California again won the $1.73 billion Powerball jackpot last night. Yes, one winning ticket. The second straight Powerball jackpot to top $1 billion. That's the first time that's ever happened, having two of them back to back. Can't even wrap your brains around it, you know?
Second largest jackpot, and yeah, you can't.
They're getting $750 million before taxes. I'm guessing that's what, $400 to $450 after taxes? After taxes, that check?
Wow.
Nuts.
Wonder if they even know yet, you know? I mean, the computer system's saying that one was sold, but they're probably like,
they might be asleep.
No idea.
They may have just stuffed the ticket down into a
in their glove
bin
box
in their car.
Yeah.
God.
All right.
Speaking of money, the Colorado Department of Revenue announced that since marijuana sales became legal in 2014, the state has brought in approximately $15 billion in sales. A lot of people getting the Rocky Mountain High, apparently.
Getting that pot weed, man.
And the actual tax revenue from those sales has been around $2.5
billion. Wow. Where did it all go? What are they doing with it?
It becomes smoke. Oh, the money?
Yeah, what did they do with it?
What did they say?
Somebody
old pot revenue is going to.
It was like schools and stuff, I thought, but then I heard that it wasn't all trickling into schools.
$2.5 billion in tax revenue, and we have all these schools that don't have air conditioning.
Thank you.
Think about that.
Why don't they have AC with all this money out there?
$2.5 billion. Can we put some AC into all of the schools?
God, that irritates me. Where's it all at?
We need an audit.
We do.
The Colorado Avalanche opened their season, Jeremy, with a big win last night in Los Angeles, beating the Kings. Now they just have to sit around until Saturday for a game in San Jose. And the Broncos are double-digit underdogs in Kansas City tonight as they play Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. The latest line I saw is Kansas City by 10.5. That's embarrassing. That's embarrassing. The Arizona Diamondbacks not only eliminated the Dodgers last night to win their series and move on in the baseball playoffs, they also made baseball history. Get a load of this. They had blasted three home runs already in the bottom of the third inning in just one inning when another guy appeared to have hit a fourth just inside the foul pole. But it really wasn't. They did a review, and they ruled that it was a foul ball. So he promptly picked up his bat, went back to the batter's box, and hit the next pitch for a no-doubt home run, making the Diamondbacks the first team in baseball postseason history to hit four home runs in one inning.
That's pretty cool.
Jeez.
That's
neat. I saw a video of it. The crowd, because they were playing there in Arizona, the crowd losing their minds.
Yeah, I
bet. As you can imagine, in one inning, four of your players hitting dingers.
Pretty awesome.
Pretty crazy. What else is going on? Dentists have come out and said that we're not brushing our teeth properly.
Uh-oh.
They listed five different mistakes that people have made. One is brushing too hard.
Yeah, I've been told that I brush too hard because you can get receding gum lines. They can tell. You're brushing too hard, giving it hell. I've snapped a toothbrush before.
Oh, boy, that's putting a lot of torque in it, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had that with my gums, my lower, right in the middle and lower. Those gums, they're like, yeah, that's because you were brushing improperly. Yeah. I was like, what are we going to do about that? And they go, you don't want to know. So
yeah, painful.
I've waited. One of the other mistakes we make is rinsing right after we brush, because that's what people do. They brush their teeth and they get a mouthful of water and spit it out. And the dentist keeps saying, stop doing that. You got to let it sit for at least a couple of minutes. And in fact, they say you should floss first, then swish, and then brush.
Yeah. We're doing it backwards, aren't we?
They also say don't brush right after eating or drinking stuff that's sugary or acidic, and that includes coffee. So as soon as you have your cup of coffee, don't brush right away.
Okay.
Because they say it could damage your enamel.
Stupid enamel.
Damned enamel. And then the last thing I've got for you has to do with Halloween season. We've got Halloween in a couple of weeks or so. What is today? So we got like 2.5, 3 weeks to Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
But tomorrow is Friday the 13th, so it's like a creepy time of year. So they went out and asked people, have you ever felt a paranormal presence in your home? Now, as I recall, your sister invited me into her bed so that I could experience the paranormal presence that she had in her bed.
It was shaking. She could see her covers moving. And if she'd sit there with her feet out in front of her, no socks on, something would pinch her toes. And she filmed it like the toes were being pinched. They were moving.
Mm-hmm. Hey, I offered to come over and give her a paranormal experience. And, she said no.
Gross.
Anyway, 42% of people have felt that presence in their home. 37% have heard unexplained sounds. Maybe footsteps.
Yeah,
or farts.
Oh.
Ghostly farts. What's funny, the last bit in the story that made me laugh is that 24% of people say even if they were told a house was haunted, they would buy it if the price was right.
That's right. You see the prices right now?
Okay.
Your boys, Dom and Jeremy.
All right, let's go back a step. Sad day for diehard Broncos fans. Here's Jer on sports. My wife was bumming last night. Denver Broncos super fan Kerry Green, who turned his love for the team into the Mile High Monster, has passed away. If you've been to the Broncos games, home games in the past 16 years, you've probably spotted him out in the stands dressed completely in orange pom-poms. It's the orange pom-pom outfit guy. He's got the orange face paint, the sunglasses. He later had his son join him, and they became the Mile High Monsters. But sadly, he did pass away yesterday, and there's all sorts of little tributes and things going on the news today for this guy because he was just such an iconic super fan. I'm not a football fan, but I always liked seeing the pom-pom guy out in the stands.
Are
I always wondered.
Bury him in his pom-pom?
You would think. I was always wondering, like, God, that's got to be hot. It's got to be a hot outfit. So, anyway, that's going on in the world of Broncos. Well, the second thing, my wife was texting me this morning. She's like, Golden Bachelor or Broncos game tonight? How will I choose? I don't know how we're going to do it, Dom.
I think I know.
The other
I think
big,
I know.
I think I know what she's going to pick, too. So the other big social media thing that went viral yesterday, my God, it was everywhere. It's all over again today. This couple that was on their anniversary, 10th anniversary over the weekend, they took the little Durango to Silverton train ride, and they were in the back, in the caboose, looking out the window, and they noticed some movement. And then all of a sudden, they looked out the window, and it was Bigfoot, Dom! Bigfoot was running across the mountain, and he was doing some squatting, which everybody thought he was pooing. But anyway, now this video has gone everywhere this morning, everyone wondering if it's just some dude in a ghillie suit, or if it truly was Bigfoot, or if it was just a shtick from the train company, which is what I'm leaning towards. But it's kind of neat. I mean, if you're a believer of that kind of stuff, you're like, oh my God, it's Bigfoot. So anyway, you can find that easily if you Google it this morning. Here's what's going on in Wheat Ridge. Jeffco deputies are investigating a break-in at Crown Hill Cemetery in Wheat Ridge. One of the mausoleums out there, the faceplate was smashed away, laying on the ground. The crypt behind it had been accessed. The casket was pulled out, pried open, and parts of the body inside were removed, Dom.
Oh, for God's
sake. For God's sakes is right. Who does this?
It almost sounded like someone with a vendetta, doesn't it?
It's,
like, if you're smashing the nameplate and everything, it sounds like somebody who's got some sort of grudge.
Maybe.
Or
I think they were saying that it wasn't a fresh body in there, so it's been in there a while. They're trying to track the suspects down. They'll be charged with all sorts of stuff, like abuse of a corpse and burglary.
How creepy.
But I was, like, instantly thinking maybe it's some sort of weird satanic Halloween type thing, you know, where they need a eye of Newt and a dead man's finger or something, but who does that, man? That's freaking
Weirdos. Disgusting.
I know. I do love this story. It's kind of cute this morning. If you've ever wondered what your ideal boyfriend would look like if he were an AI-generated dreamboat tailored to your state's vibes, Well, they did it. I posted it on our Facebook page if you want to click the link and check it out. They did 50 dudes from 50 states, all with that state's vibe. And, of course, they're all dream boats, you know, because they're AI-generated. The Colorado one, it looks like, you know, kind of like a skier-type guy. He's got a big puffy jacket on, luxurious blonde hair, beautiful smile.
And a joint in his hand.
And a joint in his hand. So, anyway, again, that's on our Facebook page, too, if you want to check it out. All right, a couple new quick stories about coffee this morning. They say that having an extra cup of coffee each day can be associated with a reduced risk of gaining weight. The caveat, though, is you can't put any sugar in it. You're fine with a little bit of cream. But they say that the increase of warm, low-calorie beverages may improve the body weight because you're getting more fluids. Warm fluids keep you satisfied, and you'll just get that feeling of being full. And they say coffee is a good thing to be chugging down if you want to feel full and drop some LBs. So
just keep the sugar out of it.
Keep the sugar out, Dom. And then how about Alaskan Airlines? They announced a new onboard coffee, which they claim tastes better in the sky, Dom. It's a custom blend from some roaster in Portland that nobody cares about. Anyway, they say when you're in that cab, you know, the air is kind of dry, it's pressurized, and it jacks with your sense of smell, which is directly correlated with your sense of taste. So they punched up the flavor, says the airline. listen to the description. Strong notes that taste like marshmallows, browned butter, and toffee, with a delicate hint of citrus oils and cherry essence. Ooh.
Is this coffee or wine?
It sounds like a candle that you'd buy at, you know, the Yankee Candle place, doesn't it?
Crazy.
I don't want to drink that. All right, we got other stuff we'll get to in the second trending report, but right now let's do this. You can find it on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Bunch of people all butthurt messaging me the past couple days that I haven't put enough healthy recipes on there.
Every year those messages come.
I'm like, just enjoy the sloppy gravy and the meat and the fat. But anyway, today...
You can Google your own healthy crock pot recipes if you want. You don't have to berate Jeremy.
People are living and dying by these, so here you go. Today it's sweet potato quinoa soup. Blah.
Yuck. Gross.
Listen, I've actually made this and it is actually quite tasty, but yeah,
no,
it's
full
of sweet potatoes and quinoa and beans and herbs and spices. So
God.
Y'all can shut up. This is your one healthy one that you're getting this month. So
the 5% vocal minority ruin it for everybody.
Give me something with quinoa in it.
It's on our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy.
Croptober.